Today's daf is daf Chav Vav. We are going to begin on daf Chav Hei Amud Beis by the Mishnah on the bottom. I would like to thank my son Menachem, who's in fourth grade, for helping me prepare today's Amud. Zog Deheneke Mishnah. Matzah Begal Gubekesel Yoshin. If somebody found a lost item in a heap of stone rubble or in an old wall. So what's the din? Hade'elu Shalei. These belong to him. Why? Because we say that the owner was miyayish of the lost item, and therefore it belongs to him. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly what case we're talking about. Matzah b'kesel chadash. Now, if a person found an aved, a lost item, in a new wall, so the halacha is like this: mechetze v'lachutz, from midpoint and onwards. So the din is, and we're talking about that the wall was next to the shusar abim. So from the half of the wall, midpoint and onwards, that belonged to him. Because we say that somebody from the Rishus HaRabim put it there, and it was miyayish. So now, when you found it, it belongs to you. However, mechetzi v'lefnim, from midpoint and inwards, shel balabayis, it belongs to the homeowner. Because we say the balabas put it there, and he had it there. Now, imhoya maskir l'achedim, if the homeowner would rent out the house to others on a regular basis, and there was a steady turnover of residents, halach is afilo bezir beisi. Habayis, even if the lost item was found inside the house, hade'elu shalei, we say it belongs to him, because since the balabas of the lost item cannot be identified based on the location, we say he certainly was miyayish. So the Gemara, Tana, the Mishnah taught that if a person lost items either in a heap or a rubble, in an old wall belongs to him. The Bryce explains Tana, was Tana Bryson, because the one who found it can say to the homeowner of the heap or the wall, he could say that they belong to Amirim, who live in Eretz Yisrael before they would conquer Eretz Yisrael, and therefore some of them were from Amirim. Freddy, what are the obvious question? Ata Amirim, Mitzani, Yisrael, and Mitzani are only Amirim who lived in Eretz Yisrael before it was conquered. They are the ones that hide. But a Yid won't use a hiding place to hide things. For sure not. Perhaps it was the Balabas who placed the item in the wall or the heap, and therefore you're chayv l'hachlis. So the more answers what the Mishnah means to say, like Shricha, we're talking about a case, the Shasif Tvei, it was extremely rusted. Now, the fact, like Rashi explains, the fact that it was very rusty, it indicates that it had been left there for a long time. The Mishnah teaches Vaiter, b'kesel chadosh, if it found in a new lost item in a new wall, mechetze v'lachutz, from the midpoint and onwards, shiloi belongs to him. Mechetze l'lefanim, but from midpoint and inwards, shabalabayis belongs to the homeowner. Amar Rav Ashi, Rashi says, now, how do you know that the determination is as follows? Sakina boser kato, the determination of the homeownership, of the ownership with regards to a knife found in a wall, follows the handle. The kisa and the determination of the ownership with regards to a money pouch, boser shnitzi, follows the laces at the opening of the pouch. In other words, like this, if the handle or laces face inwards, they belong to the homeowner. If the handle or laces face outwards, they belong to the finder. Ask the Gemara. Hello, but now the question is, Masnis Tiktani, but our Mishnah which teaches, Mechetzi Lachutz, Shiloi, Mechetzi Lefim Shavalabayis. Our Mishnah says that if a person lost an item in a new wall, so from its midpoint and onwards, it belongs to him, and from its midpoint and inwards, it belongs to the Balabas. So now the question is, Belechzei, let us see, E kata legabi kata lebar. To determine ownership, let us see if the handle faces inwards or the handle faces outwards. Ishnitza legab, ishnitza lebar. If its straps face inwards or its straps face outwards. So the answer must listen be donor de nechosa. The Mishnah is referring to a case where one found rags or metal strips. Tana was taught. If the hollow of the wall was filled with lost items, for example, coins, the balabas, the din is, so if the wall was filled, this new wall was filled with lost items, for example, coins, So then the din is chelkin valavos, and the father divided them. Right? What a pshita? Obviously they divided. So the answer is leitzricha demishapa bechad gisa. It's teaching us of a case where the hollow in the wall is inclined towards one side of the wall. So ma'al the tema, you would say that the items were initially on the elevated side, and it was due to the incline that they slipped and filled the entire space. The mashallah therefore teaches us that they nevertheless divided it. The Mishnah said, if the balabos had rent the house to others on a regular basis, and there was a steady turnover of residents, the halach is that afilu once a b'seich habayis, even if the abeda was found in the house, had elu shalei belongs to him. Why do they belong to the finder? Lazel Buster Basra. Let us follow the last rat that determined that he is the owner of the item. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah? If with regards to money that was found before animal merchants in Yerushalayim, it's always assumed to be Meiser Sheni, as most of the animals purchased in Yerushalayim were bought with Meiser Sheni. Halacha applies both during the Yom Tov and throughout the year, as people will typically purchase animals for meat with Meiser Sheni. Bahara Bais, if the money was found at Hara Bais, Chulin, it is Chulin. It's not Halak. This halacha applies even during Yom Tov, when people would come to Yerushalayim with Meiser Sheni money in hand, as it can be assumed that one who entered the Hara Bais had already spent the money and had only Chulin money left in his possession. Now, Obir Yerushalayim, and coins that were found elsewhere in Yerushalayim, halacha is azay. During the rest of the year, chulin is considered a chulin. B'shas haregel, but if the money was found during the festival, hakil meiser, when many people would come to Yerushalayim with their meiser sheni money, all the money is presumed to be meiser sheni. V'omer of Mishmayim Zayda explains, my time, what's the reason that during the rest of the year, the money is considered chulin even on during the Yom Tov? Since the markets of Yerushalayim would be cleaned every day, any money left there would be already have been found in the streets. So, therefore, any money found there must have been left there recently. Alma Amrinan kamo asli b'hanecheninu. So, apparently, what do we see from here? That each of the first coin is gone, and these coins are other ones. In other words, they were left there after the conclusion of Yom Tov. So Hanami here too, with regards to an Aveda, an erected house, why not say that the items belong to Kamo Kamo Ozel? Each of the first renters are gone, and Bahani de Basrihu, and these items belong to the last renter. So the question is, why not just say that the last renter, let's look at the last person who rented it, let's look at the booking, and whoever rented it last, that's who the Aveda belongs to. The Mishnah is talking about a case that the item belongs to the finder is referring to a case where the homeowner rendered his house an inn for three Eden. Since it's unclear to which of them the item belonged, so we see the balabas, the spirits of his recovery. Now, the Mishnah previously raised a shayla with regards to the halacha stated by Rav Shimon Elazar that a lost item found in a location frequently by the multitudes belonged to its finder. Is the halacha according to this ruling? Moreover, it is ruling specifically with regards to location with Reiv Goyim, or it is even applicable in location with a Jewish majority. Shema Mina, Alachim Shimon Elazar, Afilu B'Dei Yisrael. We can conclude from here that Alachim is with the opinion of Shimon Elazar, even a location with a Jewish majority. Now, the Gemara says, no, Elohomet of Menashe, Bar Yaakov, Kinyin Shaso, Putnik L'Shishin Nachar. No. The Mishnah is referring to a case where he rendered his house an inn for three goyim. According to that explanation, perhaps Rav Shimon Elazar issued his psak specifically in a case where Reiv goyim are there. Rav Nachman Amar Rav Bar Avur says like this: I feel the table of Shlosh Yisrael. Even if you say that the owner rented his house or made his house as an inn for three yidden, one cannot learn that Rav Shimon Elazar issued his ruling even in an area with a majority of yidden. Why my time, huh? What is the reason that the item belongs to the finder? Because the person from whom the item disappears, the person of whom the item fell, disappears of its recovery. Because the person who lost the item says, now no other person with me here, only those residents in the inn. Amari kamayu koma zinmil adorli. Now, no other person was with me here, only the residents of the inn. V'loy ahadru li. And they did not return it to me. V'hashtu li hadri. And likewise, that now they're going to return it. Ida atayu laduri adri nahali. If their intention was to return the item, they would have already returned it to me. V'loy ahadru li b'daiteyum l'migzali. And the fact that they did not return it to me, it's mashma that their intention is to steal the item from me. Was that Reb Nachman Tamir? Reb Nachman goes according to his reason. That Reb Nachman, Reb Nachman says, "Ro sella." If one saw a sella coin, daf vav alid base, shenafal istayim that fell from one of two people, chay laser is obligated to return it. My time. What's the reason? Ahu the nafal minei le miayish, because the person from whom the sella fell does not miayish of him. And Meimar Omar, person from the cellar fell, does not, because he says, no other person was with me, only the one was with me, and he's unaware that the cellar was found by a third party. Elahai, yeah, so therefore, Nakita Leva Minale, and who the Shakalti. Therefore, things I will seize him and say to him, it is you who took it. Now, Bushleisha, and if I lobster, in a case where the coin fell from one of three people, the finder is not obligated to return it. My time, what's the reason? Because the person who the money fell certainly is miayish, certainly the spirits of recovering. Because he says, after all, two other people were with me. In Akita Lai Omar, if I seize this one, he will say, I didn't take it. In Akita Lai Omar, and if I go to the second guy, he's going to say, I didn't take it. So since he cannot make a definitive claim, he's Miyash for recovering his coins. Omar Rava. Now, based on the fact that the Torah, the halacha of Torah, one must return a lost item to its owner only if it's worth one proto. Omar Rava says like this, Hai Dam is Beshleshi Nechai La'asar. This that we say, that in a case where the coin fell from one of the three people, the finder is not obligated to return it. We said this only in the case where the total value of the lost coin, when divided by the three, does not amount to the value of one pruta for each and every one of them. But if the amount to the value of the one pruta for each and every person, one of them, is a pruta, so then chai l'afzer, you ask to return it. My time was the reason. Because they say that perhaps they are partners, they own the coin jointly, and they did not disappear, as each assumes that one of the other two found it and is holding off on three of them. Ikedamri, there are those who say, Amar Rava says, that even if the total value is only two prutas, which is insufficient to provide each of the three partners with a pruta, Chayv Lavzer, he has to return. My time was the reason. We see that perhaps they are partners, and one relinquished his share to another. In that case, the remaining two shutfin each have a pruta share, and rendering the finder to the return it. Amar Rava says, "Ra sela shenafla." In a case where one saw a sela coin that fell from another, if he took the coin in order to steal it before the owner was miyayish, so ever rakulan, he violates. First of all, Mishum Le'Sizel, Nishinat Rab, Mishum Hashav Tishavim, and you shall return to your brother, Mishum Le'Sukha Le'Salim, and also do it to you in this regard, and Ubafagav, the Hadri Lacha Yush, and even if you return to after the Yush of the owner, Atanu the Yavli, is merely a gift that he gave him, Yisur the Ovid, and the Ovid. The transgression that he performed, and he remains in violation of these mitzvahs. Rama continues, if he took the coin in order to return it before the despair of the owner, then after the despair of the owner, this guy on the Gazley wants to steal it, he's over on, he shall return. If he waited until the owner despaired at recovering the lost item and only then took it, so in he's over only on the Supli Salah. Omar of Rabbi says, I'm on the chazi the nafal, chuzi mechabri be chlasa vashkithe vashakli. A case of this person who saw that a dinar fell from the owner into the sand. And he then found it and took it. A mechayel adur elei is not obligated to return it to the owner. My time was the reason. Because the person whom the money fell is miyayish. I forgot the chazi that iti our beloved lemon rakbo. Even if the finder sees the owner brought a sift and a sifting through the sand, indicating that he's not miyayish. Why? Because he says, just as a coin fell from me in the sand, so too the coin fell from another person. I will find some item to offset my loss. Next Mishnah. Matzah b'chanos, if one found items without a siman in a store, ha'de'elu shalei, these items belong to him. Since the store is, there's a lot of people over there, the owner is miyayish of its covering. If the items were found between the storekeeper counter and the storekeeper, Shalchanavani belongs to the storekeeper. Since the customers do not typically have access to the area, we say it belongs to the Chanavani. The Shalchani, if it's found before the money changer, Ha'ele Shalei belongs to him. Ben Akisilo Shalchani, if it's between the chair and the money changer, Shalchani, we say it belongs to the money changer. Ha'lekech Ben Mechavir, if one who purchases produce from another, or in a case where another sent him produce as a gift, what's been was that he found coins intermingled with the produce. The shalei belongs to him. The coins were bundled. Neitel machris takes the coins and proclaims his fine. Amar Rabbi Lazar says, even if the coins were found placed upon the table itself, it belongs to the finder. So now we learned in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, coins, if one found coins before a money changer, belongs to him. It's just mashma, it's mashma, if it's upon the table, it belongs to the money changer. And we say, let's look at the end of the Mishnah. Rather, because of this contradiction, we cannot learn anything out from here. And Rabbi Lazar himself, from where does he know this halacha that coins found on the table belong to the finder, given that apparently, one cannot learn this rule from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is difficult for him. Why are you teaching between the Kisa and the Shulchani? Belongs to the Shulchani. List the Allah Shulchan. Why not teach on the table? Inami, or Matzah B'Shulchan is Tani Yudeshon. You say Matzah B'Chan Shulay. Even if it's the coins are placed upon the table, it belongs to him. If one purchases produce from another and he found coins intermingled with the produce, these coins belong to him. If in a case one purchased produce from a merchant who acquired the produce from several suppliers and is unable to determine the source of the coins. But in the case of one who purchases produce from a balabas, he has to return. Last part, Omer later Nachman say, "Well, Abayis spots with the shun, but as the owner threshed the grain himself, his workers threshed the grain, and the coins could belong to one of them." Omer lay Espaya. Tana said to Reb Nachman, based on the difficulty raised, should I delete it from the collection of the brises? Omer lay like Tar gave Masis engaged Shadoshlai the Avdi v'Shuchasek Nanim. Don't delete it. Rather, translate that the grain was threshed by the Kanani slave or the maid servant, and therefore any coins found intermingled with the produce belong to the Baal HaBos.